From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights has condemned the killing and wounding of Palestinians by Israeli troops in mass protests on the Gaza border Monday. Zayed Raad al-Hussein spokesman Rupert Colville described the killings as appalling, deadly violence. At least 60 Palestinians were killed and more than 1,300 demonstrators were injured.
And we're extremely worried about what may happen later today, which is obviously an emotional day on all sides, as well as in the weeks ahead. And we urge maximum restraint. Enough is enough.
Colville urged an investigation into the events and said those responsible must be held accountable. White House Deputy Press Secretary Rod Shaw says China has raised concerns about sanctions on Chinese tech firm ZTE at several levels.
It's a significant issue of concern of the Chinese government. You know, and in our bilateral relationship, there's a give and take, and we discuss these issues.
Trump pledged to get even with China on trade practices that hurt American consumers during his election campaign. He's now facing backlash from Republican and Democratic lawmakers after he promised to work with Chinese President Xi Jinping to help ZTE, saying too many jobs in China had been lost. Amnesty International warned on Tuesday that rights defenders in Pakistan are under threat from alleged digital attacks, endangering their personal security in a country where it is extremely dangerous to be a human rights activist. The monitoring group has released findings of its four-month investigation into what it condemned as a sinister campaign. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. George Soros's Open Society Foundation will close its office in Budapest and move to Berlin. Reuters' Jacob Greaves has that story.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has blamed Soros for a host of issues in the country. Posters reading, "Let's stop the Soros plan," just part of an official effort to delegitimize its operations. The Hungarian-born U.S. financier has championed the rights of migrants. At a time when Orbán has tried to stem the flow of people crossing Hungary's borders. And the recently re-elected leader is planning to tighten a crackdown on non-governmental organizations.
That was Reuters' Jacob Greaves. Europe and Iran sought a united front Tuesday to save the nuclear deal U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned last week. Jeff Custer has more.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani asked the European Union to stand against the United States' illegal and illogical actions, saying that Tehran could stay in the accord only if it fully benefits from it. The accord lifted international sanctions on Iran in 2016 in return for Tehran's, under strict surveillance by the UN nuclear watchdog, shutting down its capacity to stockpile enriched uranium for a possible atomic weapon. Zarif said talks would go on for the next 2 weeks, and EU diplomats said they needed some time to understand the U.S. position. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party was heading for victory in key elections. Dhruv Tikekar reports for Reuters News.
India's ruling party was on its way to a crucial victory at the polls in one of its big southern states on Tuesday. A win in Karnataka state assembly election would be a huge boost for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP party. Victory would cement his popularity ahead of next year's general elections. It would also silence critics who've attacked Modi over the rocky introduction of a nationwide sales tax and a ban on high-value banknotes in 2016.
That was Reuters reporter Dhruv Tikekar. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports President Trump says the First Lady is doing really well after a medical procedure yesterday.
Melania Trump was treated for a kidney condition the White House says is non-cancerous. An embolization means a catheter is snaked into the blood vessels to find the right one and block it. The president visited her yesterday at a Washington-area military hospital and says she'll be out in 2 to 3 days, tweeting, "Thank you for so much love and support." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.